And you might say, it's kind of dark outside. Has the sun done what yet?
Going under.
Well, if we're talking about it coming up.
Well, I just want to see the sun is under the sun is under the cloud. You know, sometimes it be a patch of cloud. Well, if the sun in that direction, you know, it's got to go under that cloud before it gets back out to the light.
Okay. If you say that the sun came up at 6 o'clock this morning, you might say it did what at 6 o'clock this morning?
Rose.
Okay. If we're talking about going swimming, and we want to go and swim in the lake, and we want to like jump in, I might say, I'm going to dive into the lake, and you might look over there at that boy, and you might say, has he done what into that lake yet?
Is he cleared it out?
Okay, and after he's cleared it out so he can dive into it, you might say, well, hadn't he already gone on and done what?
Has he done gone in bathing or not?
Okay.
Y'all gonna wait till he bathe and come out and then y'all go.
Okay. If you talk about children growing up, you might say, have all of your children done what?
Have all of them been in the bathing? No, because some was too little to go in and some was just right. But I didn't want to trust them because they could get drowned as well as them couldn't go.
Okay, well, if all your children are grown up, how do you talk about them? Do you say, they're grown up?
You don't call them babies anymore.
No, I said, they ain't babies now. I said, they old enough to take care of themselves. I said, but these little ones, I don't let them follow them because they looking out for self. They ain't looking out for them behind them.
Okay. Would you finish this sentence for me? I don't chew tobacco, but he...
Don't chew.
Okay. But if he did chew, what would you say? I don't chew tobacco, but he...
He does.
Okay. And you might say this, I always behave myself, but
he don't.
He don't, okay. And I'm going to give you some sentences and I'm going to leave some words out and I want you to supply the word for me, okay? I thought you, what, were coming with us.
I thought you was coming to spend some time with us.
Okay. And we, what, were going to town when it started to rain. Okay. If I ask you if you still do many things, you know, if you got around and did a lot of things, you would answer me, yes, there are what? A lot of things I do.
I said, well, what, did you do the right thing or you did the wrong thing?
Okay. If you had grown some roses outside and I want to know the color of them, I might ask you, what color those roses?
I said some is red and some is white and some is purple and some lavender.
Okay.
About all of them.
That's all.
If you had all one color, you'd say they're what?
They're just mixed.
Okay, what about if all of them were red? You might say these are...
The red rose, and I say this bush over here is lavender and this over here is white.
Okay.
Well, I have had some of each kind. It makes a pretty bouquet when you mix them in. But see, you get tired of just one straight color.
Okay, if I ask you if you've done something, and you said, no, I what?
You asked me, you done cleaned up?
And you said, no?
I said, no, I haven't got to it yet.
Okay, and if I said, wasn't it a nice day, and it had rained all day long, and you'd look at me and you'd say, no,
it's a rainy day.
Okay, but if I was talking about Sunday last week, and I said, wasn't it a nice day, and you looked at me like, no, it what?
It was raining.
Okay.
When it rained, it ain't nice, it's wet and sloppy.
That's right. If a person doesn't do something right, and you don't think it's the thing that he should do, you don't want him to do it, you might say, he what to do that?
He didn't have to do that, because that's wrong.
Okay. And, if I ask you if you can do something, and you're not really sure if you can do it or not, you might say, well, yeah, I what?